Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. President Trump, they're putting a gag order on President Trump, and they don't want President Trump to be heard. But no one else in this case has a gag order. Why is that? Do we live in a banana republic? Is this the communist United States of America? What happened to our country? Why is this even happening? This case should never even be tried in the first place. They're doing this to President Trump because they're trying to keep him from the campaign trail. They don't want President Trump going out speaking to the people. With what is really interesting about all of this is that President Trump is still winning in the polls. They have President Trump tied up, and he's still winning. He's still winning the hearts and minds of the American people. And the Democrats, they can't stand this. They don't understand what is happening here. How is this possible? They got 4 fraudulent indictments, 91 fraudulent charges, and of course, they have these fraudulent civil cases that they're bringing against President Trump. Why didn't they do this 3 years ago? Oh, wait a minute. It's election year. I mean, what better time to do it than now, right? I guess they're saying better late than never. Yeah, really. This was all coordinated. This is a coordinated attack on the American people, and they're starting with President Trump. Because once they're done with him, guess who's next? Every last American woman, man, child in this country, we are next. So I have a special guest to come on and talk with me about this. After spending more than a decade as an international corporate executive, Joe Hoff is a radio host and author. As one of the Hoff brothers, he is also the key contributor to his brother's Jim Hoff's award-winning conservative website, The Gateway Pundit. Joe, sir, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, great to be here, Will. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. So this gag order with President Trump, I've never heard of it, so I'm not a lawyer. I guess I can say I'm the only lawyer in the room right now. But I'm not a lawyer, but to my understanding from what I've gathered, that when a gag order takes place, that they gag everybody that's associated to the case. How is it or why is it that only President Trump is the only one that's being gagged?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This whole case is so disgusting. Yesterday, by the way, Will, it's really an honor to be here. I have a show now a couple hours before yours here on Frank Speech and Conservative Daily as well. And I had Roger Stone on yesterday. And this happened to him back in 2019 when the Mueller gang went after him for non-crimes. He had committed nothing wrong. It even came out in the Mueller report on election night, November 3rd, 2020. A report was snuck out that Roger Stone did nothing wrong. There was no evidence of him any wrongdoing, but they still went ahead. They put a gag order on him, and Roger said, my trial was like the precursor, the trial run for this case against President Trump. They take this law and put a gag order on an individual like President Trump or Roger Stone. And I think it's unconstitutional. How can it be legal that you cannot defend yourself in the court of law and the court of law outside of the courtroom, which in these political cases is everything?
Yeah, I'm hearing Michael Cohen and I'm hearing other people that's associated to this case, but everybody else gets to say whatever it is they want to say about President Trump, about this case. But as soon as President Trump says something, oh, my goodness, it's the end of the world. Is it because President Trump has so much influence? Because President Trump, they know President Trump is innocent in all of this. And they're going after an innocent American, mm-hmm. what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And for me, I look at this that this is a banana republic that we're becoming. A banana republic, yes. Communism 101, and the Democrats are leading the charge, and they're acting like we're supposed to ignore the fact that's what they're doing here.
Yeah, no, right? I tell you what, Will, this whole case is outrageous from the start, and if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to lay this out, this case, because my background's in finance and auditing. I mentioned I was a corporate executive overseas for years. I've done audits around the world for years, and another type in my career, I oversaw a $1 billion block of business, the financial reporting. So I know accounting and finance and auditing really well. And what I did is I looked at this case and the case in New York under Bragg. What he's done, what the DOJ has done, is they charged President Trump with 34 felonies. Now, when you look at the case and you look at every single charge, it reads something like this. President Trump received a letter in the mail, and he apparently, I guess they're saying that is a crime. And then when he, after he received the letter, he then posted an entry into his accounting, into his books, which means he recognized that this letter was received. And then what happened was after that, he then cut a check. What happened was that President Trump had, he did nothing wrong in all of these. There's 11 different times that they received a letter in the mail, 11 times that they booked an entry into the books, and 11 times that they cut a check. They say each one of those instances is a felony, a federal crime. It's lunacy. It's lunacy. And from an accounting point of perspective, first of all, I could go on and on about this, but the problem is these entries were all made in 2017, and they claimed that it impacted the 2016 election. So how can you do something today that impacts something 2 years ago? It doesn't make any sense. These crimes are misdemeanors at best. The statute of limitations was 2 years out. It's like 7 years since they occurred, and yet they're still moving forward with this case. And each one of these entries, like receiving a letter in the mail, receiving a letter in the mail, they're claiming is a crime. And you or I have no control what we receive in the mail. And the total amount for all these entries, I'm sorry, I know you want to interrupt. Well, total amount is only $130,000 for 11 entries or 13 entries. And it's lunacy. As an auditor, I'd never go back and look 5 years prior at any entries less than at that amount in any audit that I ever did in a multi-billion dollar corporation. I've never done that. Nobody does that. This thing is made up. It's a fantasy. It's there's no crime. You can't be charged for receiving a letter in the mail, let alone booking it in your entries or an entry into your books, let alone cutting a check. There's nothing wrong with any of that. That's the 34 crimes. There's two entries or two times or one time that they entered an entry into the books twice. That's how they come up with 34. Otherwise, 33 entries based on 11 receipts that President Trump received in 2017, and he had already turned the company over to his sons then. He's not even working at the company anymore. He's handed it over. The whole thing is unbelievable. You just look at this. It's a fantasy. I shared this on Bannon's War Room, and he, you know, he's just like jaw-dropping. This stuff, this is what they're charging him with. But they want to bring in, and like Bannon said, they want to bring in Stormy Daniels. They want to slander Trump and throw her in there. And I've even heard yesterday on Bannon's War Room, which is also here on Lindell TV, they're saying this Stormy Daniels isn't going to come out and say it was consensual sex. She's going to come out now, and she's going to say, no, President Trump raped her, so that they can tie it in with the Xi Jinping stuff. This is how sick these people are. There's no crimes. They make this stuff up. They brought over this guy in the DOJ. His name's Coangelis. He was working for Obama, top-notch guy at the DOJ. He gets skirted over to New York to work for Bragg. Nobody at a senior level at the DOJ is ever going to move themselves over to New York in a DA's office and work there. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. He was placed there so that he could run this case from there. He's a crook, just like all the rest of them. And this thing's being run out of the Biden White House. It's so outrageous what we're having to go through. And we've got this media, other than us here at Lindell TV and Gateway Pundit and Johoff.com and all these other sites that are growing because we're sharing the truth. This is all liar. Mainstream media won't report it.
You know, you said something about how does this affect the 2016 election? How does Stormy Daniel make the decision for the 2016 election? I've heard him saying this multiple times, and I'm trying to run through my head. I'm trying to figure that out. It's the same thing when they brought up a meme being on social media affecting the outcome of the election. So you mean to tell me that people were going into the booth and they were looking at the meme before they were voting? It's the most idiotic response you would ever imagine coming from the government state media. But yet they're constantly saying this. This constantly saying this is mind blowing.
Well, in this case, it's like it's a time machine they've got involved too, because somehow you can do something a year from now and impact today. It's like it'd be the first in, you know, world history. You know, it just doesn't. That doesn't make sense. So that's what this whole case is based on. Entries in 2017 when he didn't even run the company, his sons ran the company, and they're claiming that somehow impacted the 2016 election. It's all just outrageous lies after lies after. These people are so bold now. This is what they're doing. Are they, is it because it's it's a weak case? Of course it's weak, or is it because they're so bold that they just don't mind throwing garbage against the wall, throw it against the wall and challenge us to take it down? Outrageous.
Let me ask you, how was this not coordinated from the Biden regime with them? How do you pronounce his name? Angelo? Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Coangeles or something like that.
Coangeles. Yeah, Coangelo. So how would he actually took a lesser position to go after President Trump?
Big time.
He worked for and so how was this not coordinated from the federal government, from Joe Biden? How was it? But they're saying that it has nothing to do with it, even though they're doing it right in front of our faces. But we're supposed to pretend again like this is not actually happening. Yeah. And this is just coincidence. Right.
Right. How about it? And the whole thing, too. And in auditing, we had a rule. It's not a law necessarily, but it's a rule that says, hey, if you have any conflict of interest, you cannot do an audit. You cannot do it. So if your wife works for the firm, even a lower level or a higher level, you can't be doing that audit. In this case, the law is even more stringent. There is a law in New York that says you can't have a conflict of interest to oversee a case as a judge. This judge has a blatant conflict of interest. He never should be overseeing this case. His daughter made millions of dollars over the last 3-4 years from the likes of Adam Schiff and Kamala Harris, millions. His family's benefited greatly, this judge's family. It's a major material, real conflict of interest, and he's not stepping aside. So this is their strategy. Just throw anything against the wall, put it in front of a corrupt New York judge, just like that Kaplan who allowed E. Jean Carroll's case to go through, a former Clinton judge, and just throw it mud against the wall, throw it up there. You got a judge they can pay off or is just a hater and they can do anything. And
let me ask you this, President Trump, he's been coming out every day using his freedom of speech, constitutional rights. The judge doesn't want him to do this. What happens if they put President Trump in jail because of this, because of his free speech? What do you imagine what would take place if that happens?
Well, I tell you what, I think Americans are kind of tired of this. I fear for, that I don't know. Terrible things could happen. And we already have terrible people in this country. We've got a bunch of, radical terrorists in this country, thanks to Joe Biden. So we're already in a precarious situation. Now we've got, if God forbid, some violence starts up, then you will have a bunch of terrorists joining the whole thing, along with probably Antifa, and we're already seeing these protests out east, pro-Palestine protests, which are by the same people that get paid to go out there, and then they get people riled up, and now it's Columbia University's been taken over by the same gang. There's violence that's brewing, and so it's really we're in a scary situation. I think if Trump gets indicted, they may try to throw him in prison. He may appeal it, and then it's going to go probably through the appellate court and all the way to the New York Supreme Court, and they're both going to say, no, you're guilty. You were found guilty in the court of law. It's all fine and dandy, and then it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have to see if those people have enough guts to really do what's right, because half the time they really don't. So we're, our whole country, the fate of this country is in the hands of a few judges. Some in this case, the guy who's running this case is just he's a scoundrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is not a good man or a man of integrity by any means. He's nasty person. He looks real nice and polite and meek and mild. He is a monster. He's a monster. Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. Some of these guys look so nice and everything. Don't trust.
I'm completely with you, Joe. Sir, thank you for coming on with me and having a discussion. Can you tell everyone how they can connect with you and find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, thanks so much. You can reach me at joehoff.com. I'm also here at the Lindell TV daily at 1 o'clock Eastern, following Joe Altman's show. So you can listen to me daily there, weekdays. And also, some of my articles are go up at the Gateway Pundit, and where my twin brother runs that site. And so a little bit about me. You can also, I've also written 3 books on the election steal that I think are outstanding. and you can go to Amazon and purchase those. You can get more information on those also at my site at joehoff.com. So thanks for having me so much, Will.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Love to talk to you again. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to talk more about this when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.